This is Steve Siegel speaking to you on behalf of NLFForms.com. Now, let's proceed with my explanation of why I included and wrote the provisions I did in the Dynasty Trust document with the hope that my doing so will prove to be helpful to you. First, let's talk about what a Dynasty Trust is intended to do. It is designed as a multi-generational trust. The idea is to use the generation exclusion, the GST, the generation skipping tax exclusion, available to the transferor. As you may be aware, in 2016, that's $5,450,000, and if two spouses join in these types of trusts using both of their GST exclusions, we're looking at $10.9 million that could be used to fund such a trust and not cause any generation skipping tax to be due. So why create such a trust? Because wealthy taxpayers, and you don't have to be at $10.9 million or don't bother, but clients that have significant wealth want to avoid tax at each subsequent generation. If you don't do a dynasty trust and you leave property to your children, when they die, the property will be potentially taxable. And when they leave it to their children, your client's grandchildren, again the tax will be due. And if in every generation tax is imposed, the opportunity to grow significant wealth is obviously reduced and diminished. So what the Dynasty Trust is intended to do is to use the GST exclusion of the transferor to avoid taxation at the transferor's death and not have subsequent generations be subject to tax because they will not be viewed as the owners of the trust property. That's the key. They will not be the owners of the trust property. In addition to tax saving, also, we think of the Dynasty Trust as a terrific asset protection vehicle. Since children, grandchildren, and more remote descendants will not be the owners of property, their creditors will have either no opportunity or a very difficult opportunity to reach the property in the trust. And so asset protection from financial creditors, from judgment creditors, from matrimonial creditors becomes possible. So think of the family that has a family business. You can leave that business in a dynasty trust. It won't be taxed no matter how well it grows in subsequent generations. If future generation members pass away, no tax will be imposed. If future generation members get divorced, their spouse will not be able to attach a piece of the family business as part of the matrimonial settlement because the heirs of the business owner will not own the business interest. Also, we view it as another protection. It's a protection against incapacity. It's a protection against immaturity of future generations. Perhaps there are issues of maturity, or issues of special needs, or issues of substance abuse, or gambling addiction, or some other problem that suggests don't leave property outright to someone, leave it in a long-term trust. So that's our background of why we create the Dynasty Trust. Turning now to the form, we begin by saying we have a grantor and a trustee. The grantor can create the trust while he or she is alive, and that's the form you have, or we can incorporate this into a part of a person's estate plan. The grantor is funding the trust. We can have additional property transferred to the trust later on by the grantor or by others, but here there's an important caution, and you'll see this in the now therefore paragraph on the first page of the trust. We don't want the trustee to accept property if it's going to increase the inclusion ratio for generation skipping tax purposes above zero. Or if the trustee accepts additional property, we say in the now therefore clause that the trustee is told, hold this additional contribution in a separate trust fund. Do not commingle it with what is intended to be the GST exempt portion of the trust, if commingling it will get us above the GST exclusion and have an inclusion ratio of greater than zero.